It's now a formal goal, reducing food waste in the United States.
We are indeed challenging the entire country to work towards reducing food waste by 50% by the year 2030.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, in a recent visit to New York City, joined officials from the Environmental Protection Agency to announce this goal, an effort that will be a partnership between USDA and EPA, nonprofit and private charitable organizations, and state and local governments, among others. The secretary says this is just the latest step in continuing efforts among those partners to reduce the amount of food wasted in our nation, now annually at 31% of the total food supply in the U.S. Some of these efforts you may already recognize. There is the initial food waste challenge issued by USDA and EPA, designed to increase awareness and education on best ways to reduce, recover, and recycle food loss and waste. So for example, EPA has identified
800, I think. We've also been able to embrace several thousand additional partners so that now collectively we have over 4,000 partners who are engaged in this effort.
And when it was announced back in 2013, Secretary Vilsack described some of the proposed actions, such as
streamline the processes that we use at USDA to allow the donation of wholesome food that may have been misbranded, meat and poultry,
as well as development of what is now the Food Keeper app, which determines safe food storage.
As a result of the 80,000 folks who have utilized the Food Keeper app, we're now in the process of improving it to make sure that people have up-to-date information.
Secretary Vilsack says USDA will do its part through educational efforts, such as tips to reduce food waste as part of the ChooseMyPlate.gov website, as well as encouraging the private sector, such as food retailers, to also institute aggressive goals to lower food waste amounts. He notes the multiple benefits in reducing food waste. It could mean cost savings for a family of four, for example, which annually waste
about $1,500 a year.
There's also environmental benefits, such as less food waste at landfills, which equals less harmful methane emissions. But perhaps the most noteworthy gain from food waste reduction, more food available to feed food insecure citizens. Studies project if food waste is reduced by just 15%, more than 25 million Americans would have enough food to eat every year. And the secretary says it is important for our nation to lead the example around the world how food waste can be reduced and more food be made available. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.